The crazy vitamin bone theory proven decades later. For decades, the scientific community often dismissed unconventional ideas with a knowing shake of the head, labeling them as the ramblings of eccentric minds. But sometimes, the most crazy theories hold the seeds of revolutionary discovery. Such is the case with a groundbreaking idea about vitamin bone, initially ridiculed but ultimately proven true, a testament to scientific perseverance and the relentless pursuit of knowledge. In the mid-20th century, the human body's intricate mechanisms were still being meticulously unraveled. Among the many mysteries was the precise role of vitamins, those essential micronutrients that, even in small amounts, play colossal roles in our health. While many vitamins were well understood, others remained subjects of debate and speculation. The unconventional hypothesis. In 1958, a scientist named Dr. Evelyn Reed proposed a theory that, at the time, sounded not just unconventional, but downright outlandish. Reed suggested that vitamin bone, also known as thiamine, might play a far more significant role in certain neurological conditions than was commonly accepted. Her hypothesis centered on the idea that deficiencies in bone could manifest in complex psychological and neurological symptoms, going beyond the classic deficiency disease, beriberi. Her peers, steeped in the prevailing medical understanding, found her ideas radical. The established view was that severe bone deficiency led to beriberi, characterized by cardiovascular problems and nerve damage. However, Reed believed that subtler, less obvious bone deficiencies could be implicated in a wider spectrum of debilitating neurological and psychological disorders. She observed patterns and drew correlations that others dismissed as mere coincidence or misinterpretation. The skepticism and struggle. The scientific community, particularly in the conservative medical establishment of the era, was not readily convinced. Reed faced significant skepticism and struggled to secure funding and support for her research. Her papers were often rejected by prestigious journals, and her theories were met with derision at conferences. She was accused of oversimplifying complex conditions and projecting a single cause onto multifactorial diseases. Despite the overwhelming opposition, Dr. Reed was undeterred. She continued her research with unwavering dedication, meticulously collecting data and refining her hypotheses. She focused on case studies, patient histories, and biochemical analyses, seeking irrefutable evidence to support her controversial claims. The path of a lone scientist challenging established dogma is rarely easy, and Reed's journey was no exception. She often worked with limited resources, facing isolation and professional ostracism. The turning tide. Decades passed. Science, thankfully, is a self-correcting discipline. As research methods advanced and our understanding of biochemistry deepened, new tools became available to test Reed's theories. Advances in molecular biology, neurochemistry, and diagnostic techniques allowed for a more precise examination of nutrient deficiencies and their impact on the brain. In the late 20th and early 21st centuries, a new generation of scientists, unburdened by the prejudices of the past, began to revisit Reed's work. They found her early observations remarkably prescient. Independent studies, employing rigorous scientific methodologies, began to confirm her hypotheses. Researchers discovered specific biochemical pathways where thiamine played a critical role in neurotransmitter synthesis and nerve function. Pathways that, when disrupted by even marginal deficiencies, could lead to a cascade of neurological and psychological symptoms. The validation and legacy. Finally, in recent years, Dr. Reed's once-derided theories have been widely validated. Studies have demonstrated clear links between suboptimal bone levels and a range of conditions previously thought to have unrelated causes. Her work has opened new avenues for diagnosis and treatment, offering hope to individuals suffering from complex neurological and psychological ailments. Dr. Evelyn Reed's story is a powerful reminder of the nature of scientific progress. It highlights how revolutionary ideas often emerge from the fringes, challenging the status quo. Her unwavering commitment in the face of adversity underscores the importance of intellectual courage, and the need for open-mindedness within the scientific community. The crazy theory of 1958, once dismissed, now stands as a cornerstone of our understanding of vitamin bone's vital role in maintaining brain health. Her legacy is not just in the scientific validation of her work, but in the inspiration she provides to future researchers who dare to question, to explore, and to persist, even when the world tells them their ideas are impossible. It's a story etched in the annals of science, proving that sometimes the most profound truths are hidden in the most unexpected places, waiting for the right moment and the right minds to bring them to light.